You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 116, Creep by Radiohead. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, a look at Creep by Radiohead. And a quick note, this episode does involve the F word, so if you're at work, around children, or are sensitive to that sort of thing, you may want to hold out for the next episode. A band called On a Friday was formed at Oxford by students Tom York on vocals and guitar, Johnny Greenwood on guitar, Colin Greenwood on bass, Phil Selway on drums, and Ed O'Brien on guitar and vocals. They released an EP, Drill, in 1992, and signed to EMI Capitol Records soon after. By 1993, when they released their first full-length album, Pablo Honey, they had changed their name to Radiohead. The band would become known for their use of texture in music, much like earlier alternative bands like My Bloody Valentine and the Pixies. They took a big sound, almost arena rock, and retooled it to fit the angst-ridden lyrics of Tom York. Pablo Honey gave just a hint of the powerful, rich sound of later Radiohead work. Just as they began their European tour to promote the album, a single, Creep, gained sudden popularity in the US, enough that it was re-released to great success in the UK, where it hadn't made much of an impact on its initial release. Guitarist Johnny Greenwood has been quoted as saying the song was inspired by a girl that Tom York had followed, and York himself has agreed that Creep describes a drunken man trying to attract a woman's attention by following her. He adds that being a man in the 1990s was difficult for any man with a sensitivity or conscience toward the opposite sex. He rejected the rock star persona, but had trouble feeling self-confident otherwise. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. Float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. Creep is a little bit angry, and the original line, "so fucking special," was replaced with "so very special" for radio play. Some of the band members felt that the song's power was gutted by that one-word change, and they regretted it. But the sanitized version is the one that went to number 34 in the US and number 7 in the UK. The melody is based on the Hollies' The Air That I Breathe, and songwriters Albert Hammond and Mike Hazelwood share in a portion of the royalties for Creep. After the success of Creep and resulting solid sales of Pablo Honey, Radiohead toured the US, opening for major acts Belly and Tears for Fears, boosting Radiohead's record sales even more. Their next album, The Bends, was a hit with critics, and they toured to promote it, this time opening for REM on their Monster Tour. Although The Bends was slow to take off, the tour helped Radiohead establish themselves as a band with staying power, and the record eventually went gold in the US. The wildly successful album OK Computer followed in 1997. Prior to OK Computer, Fans were coming to shows mainly to hear Creep, and they didn't want to hear anything else. Radiohead felt trapped by the song, something York expressed with the single My Iron Lung, which appeared on The Bends. Since 1998, they've performed Creep rarely, once as sort of a filler after an equipment failure during a show. Radiohead released four more albums after OK Computer, all to great critical acclaim and solid record sales. Their work is often covered, and Rolling Stone put them at number 73 on their list of the greatest artists in history. In the intervening years, Radiohead has become a more democratic effort than in the early days, when Thom Yorke dominated all the decisions. They have released four more albums and inspired many alternative and indie bands who attempt to replicate their early sound, even as the band continues to change and collaborate with other performers. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.